Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Everyone I've loved before.
Flash before my eyes. Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Pretty day out there, but we could go into storm mode at any minute.
Oh.
Any minute. Well, not because there's a storm. I'm just saying, like, there are watches out there.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
Got to be on the watch.
We don't know where this thing's friggin' going.
We got to watch.
There could be a meteor. I mean, any number of things could happen.
I'm going to have to keep looking out the window to make sure.
You're the only certified weather watcher here.
I am, yeah, observer, yeah.
What are we
called again? We were weather...
Weather spotters.
Weather spotters, yeah. I'm a spotter.
He's going to be up on the roof like,
I'm a spotter.
I can see just
not much now, so we're good.
I have a birthday shout out. Today is Bree's birthday, Nick's girlfriend Bree.
Got to meet Bree on Friday night. What a lovely young lady.
Yes, she is.
Very beautiful girl, too.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Bree.
Too good for Nick.
I wasn't going to say it.
We can all agree on that.
Too good for a Glover. There's a good name for a podcast. Too good for a Glover.
Actually, the two of you hosting it?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, Phoebe has a boyfriend now, and if that sticks and ends up permanent or semi-permanent, he and Bree should do a podcast together called These Effing Glovers. Try getting a word in. Speaking of podcasts, we did a podcast for you tomorrow because we're off because the Cardinals are playing at 110, which means we're not going to have a show. But we did about a 1 hour podcast, which will drop what time tomorrow?
Whenever you want.
10.
10 it is.
10 a.m. 10 p.m.
10 p.m. 10 a.m.
Let's make them wait.
One of them tens.
Wait. What else? Why am I yelling?
I don't know. You kind of started yelling over the music.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, I know.
Which, by the way, I love that Foo Fighters song.
Yeah, me too. Mm.
They released it with their greatest hits album in like 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. But I've always loved that song. Now I especially love it because the name of the song is Wheels.
Ah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of fun.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
That's funny because I hate that song.
I'm a good song. I wasn't going to say it.
That's a loser song.
Foo Fighters are okay, though.
No, you know how we just did the best food scenes from movies on the Sweet 16, and I was thinking about weird foods that I would like to eat again situationally. And my number one is I would pay $1,000 to have a wet bologna sandwich in 95 degrees in the parking lot of Six Flags when I was 10 years old.
Oh, the 10-year... I'd say we could make the rest of that happen.
Because...
The 10-year-old part, though, man.
We did not eat inside the park. That was for trillionaires.
Yep.
And you're just hot as hell, and you're sweated through your outfit, and you're starving, and all you want in the world is one of those giant frozen lemonades and waffle cone from that waffle cone place. But you're walking, not taking the tram, because your father thinks they charge you. I said, Dad, I promise you they don't. He's like, yeah, they don't when you get on, but when you get off, they're going to want some money. They're going to dun ya. Dun ya? They're dunning me. Yes, that's an old-timey term for asking for money that you owe.
Hmm.
They're going to dun you when you get off. Like, oh, God.
I have one.
Okay.
I would like to. I don't actually want to eat this, but the circumstances, it tasted so good. But whenever you're like fending for yourself, I got to make myself a snack at home as a kid. Tortilla.
Okay.
Little El Paso salsa.
Now, soft tortilla or?
Soft tortilla.
Okay.
Sprinkle some cheese on top. Throw that in the microwave. You have a nice little Mexican pizza.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
Man, if we'd never had any of those tortillas when I was a kid. It was always just bread.
Oh, my God, no.
We had bread.
My dad.
Just Wonder Bread.
Had a complete aversion to any sort of ethnic food.
Oh, really?
It didn't matter.
Like Italian and all that, too?
Yes. It did not matter.
Wow.
I don't know who hurt him, but someone did. The only thing we had even close is we would have pork chops and Spanish rice. And I felt like an international family.
Oh, yeah. It was a fiesta.
Yes, it was. It was.
The pork chops kind of throws it off a little bit.
I can taste it right now.
Yeah, we were... my dad was... When I was a kid, he was picky. And he would not eat anything. Didn't eat Mexican food. He would eat like spaghetti, but he would cut it up with his fork and knife. And, you know, like he just didn't want it. Yeah. And, you know, he'd like beef stew, like basic, like,
yeah,
you know, like home style, just stuff. And my mom happened to do those things really well. So that was fine for us.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember. This is leading to the answer to the question. Because when I got to college, there was a lot of stuff that I hadn't had. Like, you know, like different types of things. I would, you know, we'd go to Taco Bell. We'd go to Mexican restaurants in front. My friends and I would go to Chi Chi's Mexican restaurant. So we would do those things, but never had like a lot of real, like genuine, like different stuff.
Right.
And after a ball game one day there, I forget what the day was. There was some celebration going on and they, you know, all of us come out of the clubhouse and they're directing us toward the spot underneath the stands where the concession stands are. And there's this giant cauldron and they were making paella like straight up from scratch, like just throwing stuff in there. And they're like, and the guys are asking me, like my Cuban teammates are like, you had it. I'm like, no, I don't know what it is. They're like, I said, what's in it? And they're like, everything's in it.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. You're going to have this, and it's going to be like the best thing you've ever had. And it is. It was the most amazing thing I've ever
That's
had.
That's cool. I'm a big paella guy.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Nick makes it at Christmas.
Yeah.
JR says, Chef Boyardee pizza in a box with the powdered cheese, and if I'm really living right, crumbled hamburger on top. Amen, brother. That was my pizza growing up.
That sounds pretty good.
Never had it with powdered cheese.
Oh, that's the key. Yeah.
It's okay. Like, is it like the powdered, like the
like Parmesan?
Shredded Parmesan type
in the
thing?
The green thing that you put on top of spaghetti.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that. I love the green cheese. A little shaky cheese on there.
We had that as a kid all the time. I won't ever get it again.
What?
Because the real stuff is better.
No, the shaky cheese is better.
The real stuff's pretty good.
You're talking cheese or pizza?
I'm talking about the Parmesan cheese.
Ah.
Yeah.
Like that powdered Parmesan stuff that's in the green container.
Yeah.
Never again. Don't get me wrong. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But the stuff you just do fresh right out of the thing, you unwrap it out of the...
You can take the boy out of South Roxana. But if I'm at a salad bar and they have freshly fried and crumbled bacon or bacos...
I'm going bacos.
Yes.
I mean, those are fine. Same thing, but if you give me the choice, I'm going to do the real thing.
Not me. I'm nostalgic.
Yeah, didn't know we fancy. I thought we all liked the shaky cheese.
No. As a kid, we were shaky cheese people.
Kevin has revealed himself more and more that he's always been part of the bourgeoisie, I think.
Oh, no. God, no. I turned into that. That was an acquired taste.
Why have I written rocks?
Why are you doing baby talk?
Baby talk. Did you worry all night about if we're going to baby talk?
No, because I wasn't going to anyway.
I would have. I forgot, though.
I might do Elmer Fudd. Like, that's about as good as I go.
You wrote down rocks?
Rocks. Oh, I know.
Saw some rocks. You like rocks.
Nick bought me geodes.
Oh, cool.
Sweet.
Which we get to crack with a hammer.
Yeah.
And go, wow. So pre-cracked, so you don't know what's in there.
No. No.
I mean, you know something's in there, but you don't know what.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
pretty cool.
I just saw behind your head, Dave, a commercial for Heinz Ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
They had a plate of crinkle fries, a mountain of crinkle fries, really, and they poured the ketchup over the top.
No way.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Faux pas.
I love ketchup. I can't have it on my fingers.
Oh, all right.
And I especially can't have it on my fingers from a little ketchup packet.
I get you. Yeah, I get what you mean.
Like, are you kidding me?
It's a little slimy.
They are exactly the same as they were yep. in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Figure something out to where it doesn't end up on your fingers.
Well, they got the good ones at Chick-fil-A.
Like Chick-fil-A, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Wendy's used to have the good ones, but then they downgraded back to the packets.
Mm. Yeah. So that's
sign of the times.
That mm-hmm. was definitely a thing as a
recession indicator.
I think I was probably in my 20s before I knew there was a brand of ketchup other than Heinz.
Yeah, I was in my 20s before I knew about Heinz.
Yeah, we did Hunts.
We had lots of
yeah,
ketchup.
Yeah, see, I didn't know about that one. Yeah. I didn't know about that one.
I didn't have ketchup with a K
yeah.
until college.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah. Ketchup.
Why'd they say it that way?
Yeah, we were big Hunts people, too.
Were you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're the same, though, right? Like, I've had yeah. them all, and there's not much of a difference.
We did a ketchup yeah. taste test once did on you? The air. Do you guys remember
yeah,
this?
I don't remember the outcome.
I feel like the Schnucks brand ketchup did quite well, but the Heinz ultimately took home the top prize.
It's just so recognizable.
Yeah.
Just when I go there, if I look, I'm walking by, they're all next to each other. Like, which one happens to be the cheapest at the moment? That's the one I'm getting.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll splurge.
Red Gold is pretty good. I don't know if you guys have had that one. That's pretty good.
Mm. I have maybe another food item that I actually wrote on my show sheet last night. I wrote Whoppers/respect.
Yep.
Show some respect for Whoppers.
Yep. Whoppers are darn good.
Burger Whoppers or
candy
Whoppers?
Candy Whoppers.
Oh, no.
No.
Ugh.
Like Andrew flipped real quick.
I flipped real quick. I thought you meant Burger King Whoppers, and I'm like, oh, yeah. You got to put some respect on a Whopper.
No.
The candy Whoppers are fine.
They're great.
But yeah, they're just, they wouldn't be a choice for me. But they're fine. Like, if they're there, I'm going to eat them.
Gross.
They're the OG. That's like the first thing they made out of chocolate.
Was it?
Yeah. And then they were like, oh, wait, there's other stuff we can do?
Yeah. Forget this. Dave is reminding me of, have you guys seen the clip? I mean, it's sad because he's obviously not doing well, but Justin Bieber talking to the paparazzi where he's like,
yes.
You're not getting it. It's not clocking to you. I'm standing on business.
Yes.
Like, wait.
Just recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, like last weekend maybe?
What, he's not doing well?
I think mentally he is struggling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he seems like he's in the midst of
he's pretty young.
Like a mental breakdown of some
I hate
kind.
It when people like that say standing on business.
It's not clocking to you that I'm standing,
you're standing on business.
About the Whoppers.
That I'm standing on business
like
about malted milk balls.
140-pound nerd, and you're going to be like, I'm standing on business.
Man, I saw something yesterday. There's a certain type of entertainment that I abhor, and it is personified by Kelly Ripa. And whoever the hell she has on with her.
Her husband.
Douchebag husband or whatever it is. But I saw something the other day. I think it was a TikTok. And she's fake passed out because something happened with AI. And she couldn't take it. I couldn't take it. If there's one person who watches Kelly Ripa and listens to this show, make a choice. And if I go
He's standing
away,
on business right
he's
now.
Standing
You're not
on
clocking
business.
It.
He's not
You're
clocking
not
to
clocking
you.
It. And if I'm the
no
one
cap.
Who goes, I'm fine.
Dave's like, no cap.
Totally fine.
yeah, that's
I do not care for Kelly though.
Now just that general
just
style.
The whole thing.
Yeah, like the over the top.
Like it's like an SNL skit, but it's real life.
It
but
is.
You know what? She's rich as S.
Yeah.
And people love that.
Some people do.
So
I guess.
Many people love that more than love this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's many that many wrong people.
That's right.
That's right.
And many wrong people. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones with the problems.
Yeah. That many
yep.
wrong people, man.
I wish for something true.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX 122. Okay, I know that we're all different ages, and Wheels, you didn't grow up here, but for the two of you and everyone on line, when we were kids at Six Flags, I know they had the old-timey cars. Did they also have cool cars, or was that Disney?
I don't remember any cool cars.
I think Disney might have had, because they had like Autopia and they had like World of Tomorrow and stuff, and that had like.
Well, I know that Disney had cool cars, but I'm trying to remember if Six Flags. I remember having the choice to do the old timey cars or the race cars, but I may be just making that memory up.
I don't recall. I'm not a Six Flags connoisseur, though. I've only been there a couple of times in my life, so I don't. But I don't remember there being a lot of cool
remember
cars.
The little mini bikes and the speedboats at the carnivals, bang 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 bang, with the horns like that. I used to freak the F out, just like getting in one of those, and you'd pick out the one you wanted, and they're all painted in that sparkle paint like a bass boat, and then like going around, and just your mom and dad, and every time you see them, you'd wave like, this is so stupid. Like, I came here with you, and I'm leaving with you, and yet I'm just so excited to see you every time I come around.
Look at this thing I'm doing.
Yeah,
man. The first thing I associate with Six Flags is, remember during like the early 90s, it was very popular for the Looney Tunes characters to be dressed in like baggy jeans and a backwards cap.
Oh yeah.
What?
Yeah. Nothing but attitude.
You don't remember
this?
Like, no. The animations of them, like you would get a shirt and it would be like Tweety Bird wearing like JNCO jeans and a backwards cap. Yeah. And like
Tasmanian Devil with a chain. Right.
They were going straight up Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Yes. That is like my first memory of Six Flags is getting there and being like, wow, okay. A lot of people are into this.
Todd says Six Flags did have two sets of cars.
Nice.
Okay.
Thank you, Todd.
Because I have a specific memory, the famous visit with the bullwhips and the invisible dog, where the line was shorter for the old-timey cars, but my cousins from the farm wanted to wait for the fast ones, and so I did them by myself, and I was just like, you know, Ma and Pa Kettle, riding the old-timey cars by yourself. Nothing says cool like that. Larry says, yes, Six Flags had a choice when I was a kid. You had race cars and the old-time cars. Okay. Good, good.
What would you do on them?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I kind of was not super clear. What are you doing?
I'm with Andrew. I'm not clear either.
So when you're choosing an old-timey or a fancy car.
They're separate tracks.
They're separate tracks, and they had a metal guard rail in the middle.
Yeah, uh-huh. You could not go off the trail.
You couldn't go off the track.
And, oh, so it was a ride.
And then you would just drive them.
Yes.
I didn't know if they were just like showing them, but then you were like, you have a choice which one you wanted. And I'm like wait, which one you wanted for what?
You would drive them on like a glorified sidewalk.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And they didn't go very fast.
No, like 10 miles an hour.
And then when you were almost to the end, a cool 16-year-old would jump on the car with you and step on the gas and somehow knew how to make it go faster. And you're just like, oh my God, this guy's the coolest guy I've ever seen.
Did he work there or was he assaulting you?
Andrew's having a day.
Yeah. Was he kidnapping you?
I saw a TikTok recently that said Branson is just Christian Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I sent it to Andrew. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
But it made so much sense. Like, they showed all the clips and it's like, you know, all the Bible stuff that was to the Titanic Museum, the Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah.
No, if you want something like Vegas, but you do feel like it's a little too secular, you got to get down to Branson.
Yeah.
I was just there in November and it's hopping.
They got a casino there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Branson?
Mm-hmm. Somewhere in the area. I don't know if it's like right in Branson, but it's not far from Branson.
FIBA just there. They had a blast at Silver Dollar City.
Yeah, Silver Dollar City's fun. Went there. They had all their like Christmas stuff going on. I watched a glass blowing demonstration that took like 2 hours.
Did you feel rude walking away before it was over?
No, we stayed the whole time because I was there with my dad and Chuck, and they don't do things halfway.
Chuck had to see how it ended.
Yeah, you got to see the whole thing.
Yeah, shout out to Chuck.
Yeah, when we were in Italy, we had a chance to, like, if you wanted to, go to the Murano glass making, you know, the world famous Murano. And I was just like, nope. I know it's world famous. I know they're amazing. I don't want to watch them doing that.
Amy says you're lying, and Branson does not have a casino.
Ah, I asked.
Yeah. I thought that sounded kind
of
weird.
No, yeah. it's like a little ways south of Branson, I thought.
Ah. Like Arkansas? More,
yeah, maybe like Table Rock area.
Like a Branson strip club.
Which, if you look at a map, I mean, Table Rock Lake is like, it's like...
In a Branson strip club, 20 minutes from Branson. Ladies be wearing short sleeve shirts?
Okay,
they're wearing polos.
All right, so here, listen... This is AI, so maybe this is wrong, but it says there are no casinos directly within Branson, Missouri. Several are located a short drive away in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Wow, yeah. Okay.
In Oklahoma.
Yeah, Dave Hines says that too.
Doesn't sound like a short drive.
Why did you want to know about... Well, why did you want to know about that, by the way?
Because you called it Vegas. Vegas is casinos, okay. Dude. I'm not going to Vegas for like... Glass and Ripley's. I'm going there to gamble.
I just think of Vegas as like flashing lights. I've never been.
Vegas,
I don't know.
It's just casinos and... Just fun, booze,
mini golf,
all the things Wheels loves.
Every time you play this, I ask what the name of it is.
It's called The Fixer.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, this was their album. I feel like it came out about maybe like 2005-ish. I think it's just their self-titled album. Let me check for you.
Mm-hmm. I think it was like 2009?
Maybe.
Because when it came out, everybody, and myself included, was like, eh, let's see how this is, a late-era Pearl Jam album, and then it totally rocks. You're way better.
You're correct. 2009, the album is Backspacer, which is a very good album.
I don't know a lot of deep Pearl Jam. I know the hits. I like the hits. I like the band.
Worth checking out if you like the hits. I mean, it's, you know, it's
that would be
a similar
good,
sound.
That would be a good thing to do, because I don't know why I'm allergic to new music, but I am. I'm not allergic. I'm intimidated to get into something new. But getting into new stuff from an old band I like, that makes sense. I could do that. Up on CNN, reading it says, Trump on attacking Iran, quote, I may do it, I may not do it. And I was thinking last night, and I kind of want to run this past you guys, and this is not a takedown of Trump. It really isn't. When he talks about war... And talks about seeing the satellite images of people dying. It really seems to affect him. Like he, that much I believe about him. A lot of things I believe about him are terrible, but I do think he's very much anti-war. But I'm not sure that it's so much emotional for him. I think it's transactional. Like I was watching him today live talk about this very topic, and just the way he talks about it, he's like, it's so stupid. It's just so stupid. And you know, we've heard the accusation that he called American soldiers suckers and things like that, and who would do this, and what are you getting out of it? I just think that he is so transactional that giving up your life for your country or fighting or having wars just seems so stupid and wasteful. And I agree. I don't disagree with him. Whether you look at it emotionally or you look at it transactionally, it really is just so dumb.
I threw on the rundown today. Like, I get why our ancient ancestors battled for resources because it was your tribe's survival versus someone else's or whatever. Why do we do this anymore?
Yeah.
Why do we bother? We have the means to basically help anyone we need to. Like, if you need something, someone will sell it to you. You probably have something that people would want to buy. It's a modern world. Why do we still do this?
That's a great thought, Wheels.
And a big part of it, though, in that region in particular, is people's religion.
I know none of us are experts on resources, but do you guys think that if the world truly came together and truly worked together, how much better would it be? And I'm not talking about a kumbaya thing. I'm talking about a real, true... You know, Putin gets overthrown and Khomeini gets overthrown and then everyone who's running the world 100 years from now is a good person and we're all working collaboratively. Would we have plenty for everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I always find it interesting. The people who really want to go to war, whether it's a talking head on CNN or columnist for the New York Times, these are all people who are never going to have to fight in a war, right? People who have no actual skin in the game seem to push for this kind of stuff really hard.
So since World War II, which we jumped in on late because we weren't attacked until late, right? Since then, how many of our military actions at the scale of a war were worth anything, did us any good, accomplished anything?
It's a great question.
Don't know.
Did we accomplish anything in Korea? Did we accomplish anything in Vietnam?
We may have stopped bad things, but I don't know.
But like bad things are relative, right?
Yeah.
Like we're saying we might have stopped communism from going from the north to the south. Well, half of those countries were still communist.
You guys ever think about, like, don't get me wrong, I'm Team USA all the way, but you ever think about from an Iranian perspective, they're not going to bed at night thinking, I'm so evil.
No.
I hope I get away with this.
No.
They're thinking, hey, mofos, just because you're bigger and stronger than me, why do you get to tell me that I can't have a nuke? You not only have a nuke, but you dropped it. I've not done that. Why can't I have a nuke? Well, because we think you're terrible. No, okay.
No, well, because you fund terrorist organizations and everybody in the world knows it.
Yeah, but they think they're in the right.
Right, but again, that's...
I'm not saying that it's conflated. I'm just saying that fascinates me that if you hooked them up to a lie detector or took an MRI of their brain, mm-hmm. they think that they are the high road.
I think that's the problem with a lot of the what leads to these problems is everyone thinks they're right based on which book they worship from.
I'll also say, just kind of to Rachel's point, he's in the hot seat right now because of the Tucker stuff, but watching Ted Cruz, like, last night and today, this morning, and he's on, you know, Fox this morning and stuff, just, like, very openly and nakedly, like, bloodlusting for a giant war with Iran is, like, very distressing to see, more than it normally is. And part of that definitely is, like, the thought that's, like, you're not going to war, Ted Cruz. No one you know is going to war. But you're so, like... Like almost like desperate for it. Like, yeah. He's begging, like he's pleading, can we please go to war with Iran? And it's like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, there's been a real crack in MAGA, a real divide, yeah. because you have Tucker Carlson and Steve Bannon and all these people who, part of the reason they voted for Donald Trump was the promise of no new wars.
Staying out.
Yeah. He did a good job in his first term. I've always given him credit for this because he deserves it. He's not a war guy, but he is an easily influenced guy, and I'm worried that he's being influenced by the Cruises to get us into some kind of a stupid war for some stupid reason when we don't need to be. That's not people voted for him to be America first. That's not America first. Getting us into a war where people's children are going to die here in America and giving hundreds of billions to you know, weaponry that we're going to drop on Iran and you know, hundreds of billions of military dollars to Israel and stuff. That's not America first. That's not an America first way to go about things. It's just not. We have people here who need that money. We have people here who need that help. We have problems here. If you get rid of all of the – if you mass deport all of the immigrants, we're going to have a huge labor issue. Those dollars need to be invested here on the problems that we're going to be facing here in America – and not thousands and thousands of miles overseas for something that most Americans just don't really care about.
Well, unfortunately, that was the argument before World War II and how that ended up being you get dragged to the point where you have no choice. And now it's a much bigger problem because we didn't want to get involved early in World War II and we stayed out of it until Japan attacked us. And by then, Germany had taken over most of Europe and was threatening Great Britain and had taken France. And to get rid of that, how many people did we lose because we didn't do it sooner? And I think that's, and it's not, I don't have a good answer, by the way. I'm not saying we should be diving into anything. That's not my point.
Sounds like you
No, were. The point is really, it's a cost of, it's a, and I don't mean cost in money, a cost of lives evaluation. And it's one of the reasons they dropped the bomb in Japan, as horrible as that is. They believed that if they invaded Japan, the casualties on both the Japanese side and the U.S. side would be 10 times what that was. And it doesn't justify making that decision, but that's what's going into it.
Well, to me, let me just oversimplify. There's a difference between going out on recess and looking to kick someone's ass and standing up to a bully.
Right, right.
And whether it is whether it was Japan in the 40s or Germany or jihadism today, or whatever is going on between Russia and China, I'm not a believer in just sitting back and letting someone punch you in the nose. And that's why we have the military-industrial complex that we do. It's why we spend trillions on it every year. And it's why I'm okay with it. I mean, we have to be... There are... To your point, Wheels, if this were a Star Trek Valhalla sort of existence, then yeah. I'm the first one to jump on and say, like, hey, let's turn our swords into plowshares, whatever it is. But we're not there. There's still a whole lot of bad actors and a lot of bad countries. And
yeah, and I'm definitely not a hawk. I do not want anybody to go to war. But I understand that, and I'm speaking more from the military strategists and not from the politicians on either side of the aisle. But there are, you know, people who study these things for a living, who've studied them for their lives, that are teaching at military academies, that are high-ranking generals. Like, yeah, this is the stuff that they do. And what they're looking at is what happens if we don't do something and what happens if we do something. Because we can look at all of these other actions, right? And we can see what happened as a result of our participation in Vietnam. Was it worth the cost? And I think most people now would say absolutely it was not. Was our action in Iraq worth the cost? We spent 20 years there. What did we get out of it? Did we do the job in Afghanistan? We spent 20 years there, at more than 20 years there, and it's now back to exactly what it was before we left, under the control of the same people who we now negotiate with, who we called terrorists 20 years ago. I mean, like, so there's the evaluation has to be more than what we've been doing. We've been doing things for bad reasons, or for even if we intended well, for misguided reasons, right? We're all scared of communism. Turns out we probably didn't have anything to be scared about.
Jerry says you're turning into The View.
What does that mean?
Being you're so liberal.
I don't know. I mean, okay, Jerry.
What's liberal about what I'm saying?
I thought you just meant because we were bickering.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, I
okay, who's Joy Behar? Who's Whoopi? And the rest.
I would like to be Whoopi.
We all have to assign our roles.
Oh, you're Whoopi.
I would prefer to be Whoopi if I have a choice.
Jerry's the only
I think I'm suitably flashy.
Jerry's on The View?
No, he's the only weenie in the group, though.
Oh, Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry O'Connell.
I meant Jerry O'Connell.
No, the guy that made the comment, Jerry. Like, relax.
Oh, I thought you meant Jerry O'Connell.
Relax, hero.
We all did.
It's okay to hear things that may not align with you.
Okay.
And if you only want to hear what you want to align, what aligns with you, you know where to find it.
You know where to find it.
Yeah. Oh, my. No, sorry.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 150. Just to show you how weird and ADD I am during that last on-air discussion about World War III and the industrial complex and all that kind of stuff, I wrote down Jack in the Box because I thought it would be funny if when I die, they put my ashes in a Jack in the Box and then opened it. And so.
Oh, I thought you meant like the restaurant.
No, like a real one. Like ding, diddle, ding, diddle, ding, diddle, ding. Man, my nieces had one of those and it was the bane of my existence. I couldn't not do it.
Yeah.
But it scared me every time.
Yeah. Discovering that as a tiny child, you're like, what's the point of this?
Yeah. We're just going to fool another baby.
Oh, you want me to be scared? Okay. Thanks a lot.
What's the tweet thing? Who wrote the tweet?
All right, I want you guys to guess who wrote this tweet, and this is very apropos of the last segment.
Okay.
Americans want cheap gas, groceries, bills, and housing. They want affordable insurance, safe communities, and good education for their children. They want a government that works on these issues. Considering Americans pay for the entire government and government salaries with their hard-earned tax dollars, this is where our focus should be, not going into another foreign war. Who do you guys think wrote that tweet?
MTG.
Wheels.
Oh, did you already know it?
No.
Oh, it was. Wow. It was Marjorie Taylor Greene.
She's been talking that way a lot lately.
It was. I was scrolling through X last night, saw that tweet, and I thought, wow, okay. There really is a divide going on. Yeah. And then you see other people who are like, just going to agree with whatever the president does, literally no matter what that decision is. It could be about Iran. It could be about anything. They believe that Trump is the second coming and they will always fall in line with what he says. It's just interesting to see the divide forming.
I think there's a good idea in there, but as with so many things with her and a few other people that are like that, it's just a gross oversimplification because the choice is not necessarily an either or. You're presenting this as we can only do one or the other and that we can't do both. And meanwhile, people like her are fighting culture wars. They're trying to keep other Americans from having the same rights and privileges and freedoms as they have over because of their beliefs. So they want to be able to do that. But then at the same time, you're saying, but all we should be doing is making sure people have food and have cheap gas and all that. Well, maybe just work on that then and stop fighting culture war nonsense. Maybe just do that instead of spouting off about it on social media. Do your job and stop trying to police everybody else. See, I don't think any of these things are either or, but we've been just bombarded by people that present us with an A or a B when there's actually a C, D, E, and F, or maybe even an all of the above. But we don't have the stomach for any of those because we don't want to give anything. We don't want to give anything from our view. We only want to take from another view, and we want to oversimplify a complicated argument. Running a country is not simple. It is complicated, and people who try to oversimplify it are not helping.
I agree. This show's way too smart. We need to we need to dumb it down.
Any fart jokes?
Andrew, I'm turning to you.
I sat on a snapping turtle at Olive Garden.
On purpose?
Sorry, what?
Wait, what?
On accident, I got in. I went to an Olive Garden over the weekend.
See, and I saw this on your show sheet. We have the Google Doc every day, and for the last couple of days, Andrew has written down sat on a snapper at Olive Garden. Now, here's what's funny. I figured that was some newfangled lingo, and it's sort of like, oh man, I sat on that. I should have jumped on it, but I didn't. I sat on asking her out, but I didn't do it. Yeah. And so I have been hesitant to ask you because I thought I wouldn't understand it.
Yeah.
But you literally sat on a turtle.
I literally sat on a turtle. Okay. There was a little tiny snapping turtle that had somehow gotten into the restaurant and into this booth. My current theory is that maybe like a little kid came in with him in his pocket and the turtle wiggled out and went off or whatever, but I sat down and there I was like, "Oh, I'm sitting on something," and then I looked at it and it was this poor little squished snapping turtle.
Did you kill it?
No, he was fine.
What'd you do?
I had alerted the authorities, who came over and they were like, "What
Did
are you
get
talking
anything
about?"
Free?
No, because it was cute. It was a cute little guy. Mm. I wanted to help it, but like my wife wanted to like take it home and raise it as our own, and I was like, "I don't think we should do that." I don't think we should do that. But they were like, look at, they're like, we don't know what to do about this. I was like, yeah, I don't either. It's a snapping turtle. So they put it in like a bowl of water, and I think they were going to go take it to like a creek or something.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.